This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It may not come as a surprise that RV sales plummeted in recent years. Like any other automotive industry, the RV market suffered through high gas prices and the recession. What may be surprising is that this week, one of the nation's top RV manufacturers, Winnebago, posted stronger-than-expected quarterly profits. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, sales at RV dealerships are now on the rise.
The last few years have been among the most difficult ever for the RV industry. Manufacturers closed plants and laid off thousands of workers. But here at Campland RV in Burns Harbor, Indiana, about 40 miles southeast of downtown Chicago, owner Al Passion says business is picking up.
We never had a losing year through all of this, and this year is turning out to be one of the better years we've ever had.
Sales, Passion says, are up 20%. That's partly due to the fact that some nearby competitors have gone out of business, leaving Passion's Campland as one of the few RV dealerships left in Northwest Indiana. But Passion also says he thinks consumers are finally starting to feel more optimistic about the economy, and he notices buyers are getting younger.
Of course, during the summer, we always see a lot of families, but we're seeing younger couples, too, people in their 30s, 40s. The retirees have sort of been absent here for a few years.
Passion says the hit many retirees took to their savings is keeping them out of new RVs. Among those who are buying, Passion says tastes are changing, even among those trading in and trading up.
Now we see them upgrading, but not getting bigger. In fact, we see some getting smaller, and we see some doing things like this. Earthbound here is a very expensive travel trailer, and it's small.
Can you show me what it looks like inside and that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, this one is, some people will say, radical. It's modernistic.
Passion shows that the travel trailer is made of lightweight aluminum and composite
materials. Composite materials, they call them, and they're very lightweight. Even the doors on the cabinets in here are made of composites instead of wood. This whole thing is very light.
Sleek and curvy travel trailers like this one are getting smaller and lighter so they can be pulled by cars that are getting smaller, lighter, and more fuel efficient themselves. Outside of the showroom on his 6-acre lot of more than 200 RVs, Passion shows us that even the motorhomes are shrinking too.
Yeah, this is a really small Winnebago, as Winnebagos go. It's the Vista, and it's a 26-foot. And it's the best-selling Winnebago on our lot right now.
And regardless of size, RVs are getting a lot nicer. Glossy finishes on the cabinets and other high-end and high-tech features such as flat-screen TVs show that many consumers are demanding more luxurious road trips and camping trips. Compartments that slide out on both motorhomes and travel trailers create more living space inside. And that's exactly what Harold and Georgia Phillips of Valparaiso, Indiana are looking for.
We're spending a lot more time in it now that he's retired. We went to Alaska last year, and it's a matter of tripping over each other, and we just found this, we thought this one would be more comfortable for us.
Yeah, a bigger kitchen, too, in it.
Oh, yes.
It's got a lot more counter space, because that way it's easier to cook and stuff like that.
The Phillips are a little disappointed, though, that they won't be able to hit the open road in their new RV for another month or so. The model they want is on back order. Assign RVs are selling better than they have in years. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.